Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyadam, Chalaman Aleph, Simon Yazayim. The Chayyadam deals with the situation, Rir Shakula Kahanim. So now we have a city which all the people there are Kahanim. A very famous example is the city of Jerba, an island off the coast of Tunisia, which belongs to the country of Tunisia. All the local families which live there are all Kahanim. So you have an ear which is Kula Kahanim. So now what do we do in regards to for who gets the first Aliyah? So the Chayyadim says, interesting din. Again, it's not his Kiddush. It's already from the Shulchan Aruch already. Yisrael Echad B'neim. Or Yisrael Karei Rishon. Even the Dark Yisholim. Giving the Yisrael the first Aliyah is the Dark Yisholim. Now all the people in the city are Kahanim. So they're the ones who are going to be disputing who gets to go first. Normally the situation is a Kohen, there's a few Kohanim, so we're not worried about that argument. But here you have a whole large crowd, like we said before, when there's a large crowd, all vying for that position of Rishon. So that's problematic. So we give the Yisrael, because of Dark Yisholim. V'myesh gam kein Levi. If, however, there's a Levi, so Chazal Masakin, the correct order should be Kohen Levi Yisrael. So now we have it's Shabbos morning. We're going to have to use Kahanim for Aliyahs other than the first Aliyah. There's many Kahanim, there's one Levi and one Yisrael. So what do? Do we argue should give the Yisrael and the Levi the first two Aliyahs? And the rest give it to the Kahanim. Therefore, not giving the largest group, which is the Kahanim, room to argue about who should go first. So that should be the one argument. On the other hand, Chazal said that the correct order of Kavod is Kayan, Levi, Yisrael. So if you just have Yisrael, you cannot fulfill that order of Kavod that Chazal set up. But here you have a Levi as well, so you could theoretically move Kayan, Levi, Yisrael, and then give the rest to the Kahanim. So that's what you do. So if there's a Levi there, Kerek Yisidim, we call them up in the regular order, Kayan, Levi, Yisrael. And then Bachakach, Sharakhanim, then the remaining Aliyahs, we give to the Kahanim. Okay. V'imein Shom Yisrael Kadei Sipukam. V'shein Shom Yisrael Klal. If there's not enough Yisraelim to give all the Aliyahs out to on a Shabbos morning, we don't have seven Yisraelim. So we're forced to give a Kayan Aliyah other than the first Aliyah. Or alternatively, in a scenario where there's no Yisraelim at all, so Kare Kayan Acher Kayan. So we are allowed to have one Kayan after the other. And the same conversation would take place in a situation where you had an ear which is Kula Levim. So we give precedence to a Levi over Yisrael. So theoretically, we should call the Levi first and then Yisrael afterwards. But here, if you only have all the Levim, you only have one Yisrael, you can give the one Yisrael first and then everybody else will be otherwise. There's no Kayan over here, so there's no issue of being Kara Kasidron, Kayan Levi Yisrael. But if there be one Kayan there, so we could theoretically do Kayan Levi Yisrael and then the rest Levim, we would do so. Now, what's the Kiddush that the Chayyadim says over here? We call Kayan after Kayan. Like, why is that? Why, I mean, obviously, that's a scenario. What else would you suggest to do? So what's the issue? So the issue is, in general, we do not want to give... Why don't we give Kayan, if... Let's say it's a situation where there's no Levi, so you call a Kayan Rim Kam Levi. See, the law is you have to call up that same self-same Kayan. It was Rishon, you have to call for the Leah of the Levi. Why? Why can't you be called a different Kayan? We're afraid people will make a mistake and say they called Kayan number one. They would call him Reuven HaKayan. And afterwards they're calling Shimon HaKayan. So people will say, he's getting the second Leah. They're saying, you know what? They found out that Reuven HaKayan is not really a Kosher Kayan. It really is a Pogum. So they had to call a different Kayan to replace him. So people will make a mistake and misinterpret what's happening and think that the reason why we're calling another second Kayan after the first Kayan is because there's something wrong with the first Kayan. And that's going to create a laws on the first Kayan. So we said, you know what? You cannot do that. You cannot call one Kayan after another. So therefore people will not think the second one is coming to replace the first one. And therefore in a scenario we have no Levi, we call Kayan. If we call a second Kayan, we have this problem. So we have to call the same Kayan again. So obviously, if we call him a second time, it's not because there's something wrong with him. So we'll call him the Kayan and call him again in place of the Levi, because Kahanim are, at the end of the day, from Shevet Levi. And then we call the Yisrael for the third Aliyah. So that's where the Chiddush over here is saying this din of being Kara Kara Nach Kayan normally is not allowed, but in the city where it's Yesha Kula Kahanim, so people understand the reason why you're calling the next Kayan is not because there's something wrong with the first Kayan, it's because we have no other choice. That's all we have available, our Kahanim, for our Aliyahs in that situation. One more point. In a case where you have no Kohanim, you're going to call Yisrael Bimkayim Kayan, so you can't call the Levi second. First of all, you're supposed to give cover to the Levi. If you call the Levi second, people will think the reason why you're calling the Levi second because the first one was really a Kayan. And they're mistakenly going to think that the Yisrael, who's the first leader, is really a Kohen, and that's a mistake. So we do not call a Levi second in the situation. We call either the Levi first, which that would be preferred. And if there's somebody at the Talmud Chacham of stature, we would call him first, and then we cannot call the Levi afterwards. The Levi will lose his Aliyah in that situation, and there will be no Aliyah for the Levium. We'll call Shani and the Shlishi. Have a good day, Mr. Shem. The Chayyarim in Simon Yerkes does continue discussing this issue, so we'll see more information about it, Bez Hashem, in the following shir. Meanwhile, have a good day.